Blog Talk Radio.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to DiceWisdom.com.
Do you have an amazing idea for an app for iPhone or Android? Do you want to create the most professional showcase of your idea? Contact the professionals at Raster Media and explore how they can help you make your dream a reality. When Mona wanted to create an app for her book, Raster Media guided her through the entire process. They made Dice Wisdom a professional and inspirational app for iPhone and Android. Mona did her research when she found Raster Media. They not only specialize in app development, they also assist their clients with everything to make your new app a success. They guide you through the complicated process of launching your app through all the appropriate delivery channels. Raster Media is locally owned and operated in Las Vegas for over a decade. Find out why notable organizations are loyal customers of this creative team. Go to www.rastermedia.com or call 702-943-1832 and watch your dream become a reality. That's rastermedia.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday afternoon exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Call in now and have Mona answer your most pressing and personal questions at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your hostess, Mona Van Joseph.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday. Looks like we have a couple folks playing in the basketball game on Monday, so I'm voting for Kentucky, just letting you know. Anyway, I have a couple of people that I have tapped to be featured callers today, and I was going to do one person first, but since that one person has not yet called in, I'm going to do the other person. So my featured caller this morning is Sergio. Hi, Sergio.
Hello, good morning, Mona.
How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Okay, so what I do when you're my featured caller is you actually get a full spread of cards, and then you get to ask a couple questions. So normally the way the pace of my program works is that you just ask me a question, and I answer the question, and I move on to the next call. But with you, I'm actually going to do a full spread of cards. So you're going to get almost a full reading very quickly, because that's kind of how this works. So people like to be the first caller. And for
How many questions can I ask?
You'll be like two, but don't worry. I'll be covering a lot of what you probably want to ask.
Okay.
Don't worry, because you're getting a full spread of cards.
Okay, so don't ask you yet.
So don't ask me anything right now. Just wait till I do the cards for you. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm shuffling the cards right now, specifically for you, and then I'm gathering them up. All right, I'm cutting the cards. All right, here we go. Now, while I'm laying the cards out, I want to tell you that everything right now for you, you're being divinely guided, okay? And the biggest thing you have to work on is relaxing into the process instead of being somebody that wants to force your will. There's an incredible amount of loneliness and frustration that's in your love category right now, but that is about to pass. It's actually saying that things start to feel better as quickly as 3 weeks from now. So that brings us to about May 1st. And in those 3 weeks, it needs to be about you finding your sense of grounding and maybe even just telling yourself that the angels are guiding your path, all right?
Right.
What it's also saying here about this, there's a woman here. Now, there's an interesting twist to your reading, which I actually didn't expect to see in your cards, but I'm going to tell you about it. We have this one woman that you are, you have your heart set on. You have this amazing woman here. But there's
yes.
also a temptation from another woman. Do you already know
yes.
who that is? Okay.
No, but...
Okay, there's a temptation for on your side toward another woman, which is interesting because what I'm seeing here is that there's a woman you really want to have a relationship with right this second, but then I'm also seeing another woman coming into your life. Could you tell me the birthday of the woman that is all that you already have in your crosshairs? When's her birthday?
Hers is June. Mine or hers?
Hers.
Hers is June 26th, 1986.
Okay, that's the Cancer woman that I'm seeing. So she's coming
yes.
up in your cards. That's one of the women. There's another woman that is going to be an Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius. She is delightful. Now, so here's the funny thing, is this other woman that's about to present herself, she's likely to have dark hair and blue or green eyes. She's she spends a lot of time outdoors, so she's somebody that she probably exercises a lot, but she spends a lot of time outdoors. She's really cute. What makes her different than the one that you've got your heart set on is that this one's very light. And what I mean is that she doesn't have a lot of baggage. There's no children. There's this feeling of her accepting you for who you totally are. So you're going, according to the cards, Sergio, there's going to be a temptation with another woman here. And I'm telling you that this other woman's not a bad choice. So what I want you to do in the next 3 weeks is I want you to do a ritual of release, okay? And people that listen to my radio program on any regular basis usually know this ritual. It's where you take a sheet of paper, you write down the name of somebody that did something to hurt you and what the person did, okay? So you do that for all the people you can think of for as far back as you can remember, because one of the things that I'm seeing that you work on is your temper, okay? So we first have to have you step back from the idea that people are out to get you or that the universe is working against you or anything like that. So what you do is you write down the person's name and what they did for as many people as you can think of for as far back as you can remember. At the bottom of the list, I want you to write, I release these past events for my new beginning. Okay? If you just remember, I release for my new beginning, that's fine. You sign your name at the bottom of the sheet of paper, and then you go outside and you burn it. Okay?
Okay.
The more emotion and anger that come up when you're writing this out, the better. Because you'll start thinking of all these things, the things where people haven't been fair to you or people have stabbed you in the back or someone's taken a promotion that was supposed to be yours. You know, all of these things go on this list, all right? The reason I'm saying this for you is that you need to shift from feeling like the world's out to get you to the world supporting your every move. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as far as your Cancer lady, she is coming up upright, which means she still loves you. You have to give her space.
Okay.
As much as it kills you to give her space, you've got to give her space. Because, and it's saying if you want her to be in your future, this is saying yes. But you have to give it 3 weeks. Now, in the 3 weeks, are you also Catholic?
Yes, I am.
Okay, then I want you for the next 3 weeks to go to church every day. You don't have to stay for the daily mass, but But if you can, that would be nice. Every day I want you to go to church, light a candle for yourself, put a dollar in the donation, you know, where you light the candle, put the dollar in and say, as you're lighting the candle, say, Lord, I'm open to your blessings. Okay? Every day for the next 3 weeks, starting today.
Is it bad if I miss a day? Because my schedule is so crazy with kids and work and stuff. I'm raising 3 kids
okay.
on my own.
If you miss a day, if you can't actually just whiz by church like at lunchtime or something or on the way home, then what you do is when you get home, go to the dollar store or the grocery store and get yourself a candle with Jesus on it or Mother Mary. Actually, Mother Mary would be better. And then every day you light the candle and you say, Lord, I'm open to my blessings.
To my blessing?
Well, either one, my or your blessings, either one. Because the thing is that, you know, I believe that the universe, God, has blessings for all of us. And so
right.
you're saying that you're open to them, whether they directly come from him in some sort of inspired way or you realize something on your own. They're all coming from the same place. Okay? Because
okay.
what I'm seeing here for you, and then if you don't get to go to church and donate a dollar, next time you go to the grocery store, donate what you missed. So for a dollar, you're going to donate a dollar a day to something.
Even if it's like a homeless guy standing outside of the store, is that okay?
Actually, I would prefer that it not be. The reason why I'm saying not to a homeless guy is because what happens is that I believe that folks don't seek out help that they could actually get by people not giving them money.
Okay, so go with something organized, I usually everywhere you go, there's something you can donate to there. So I'll make sure.
Right,
when you're at
Smith's, there's that little change thing you can put money in. You know, put a dollar
okay.
in there. And if you want to give something to a homeless person, give them a bottle of water.
Right, some food.
Or a man bag. You know, one of those
yeah.
People take their toiletries from hotels and make little kits out of them and give them to guys, you know, man bags. But anyway, but what I want to tell you here is that if you want this relationship to work, you have to step back and let her want you back. Because
okay.
this says
except,
she still loves you.
Okay, and I've been doing that, and she has, like, started like finding little reasons just to come around and contact me. So it's never me contacting her anymore. That shifted like the last 2 weeks. It's always her
Good.
Contact me for one little thing
All
or
right.
another. And I haven't
All
turned
right.
my back on her. I'm still there, but I try just to keep
okay.
it real short and just.
All right. Do
okay.
you have any other questions for me?
No, I think you've covered it all. I appreciate
all right, my friend.
It very much.
All right.
All right.
Keep
well,
me
thank
updated
you very
on
much.
What happens. So, you're welcome. See you later.
Okay. Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay,
bye. All right. Okay. Let me see if I can find the other person that I had. That's so funny because this gal asked me so nicely about being my featured caller today, and she's not here. All right, let me look one more time. By the way, the call-in number is 347-850-1494, so if you happen to be listening out there and you haven't called in yet, that's the call-in number. And if you've blocked your number, I won't answer your call. Those come up as all ones on my switchboard. So I'm going to go to area code. Since I can't find the other gal here from area code 760, all right, I'll go to the person that's been holding the longest, which is area code 805. Hello,
Hi,
805.
Mona.
Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Donna. How are you?
I'm good. What's your question for me?
Yeah, I wanted to know, I met a fellow named Richard in a class that I was taking through adult ed, and I wanted to know, what do you feel around this person? If you know, we'll become friends or more or nothing, or his name's Richard.
Well, right now I'm voting for just friends, and the reason
okay.
for that is that Richard's been, my sense is Richard doesn't do relationships very well. Because he's a little self-absorbed, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not
no.
a bad guy. He's
no.
just a little self. What'd you say?
Yeah, I kind of picked up on that too.
Yeah, he's a little, it's a little bit all about him, bless his heart.
Yes.
You know, they say in the South you can say anything about anybody as long as you follow it, bless their heart. So, bless his heart, he's a little self-absorbed. To get his interest would be to talk about things like money, business, the future. I'm going to tell you that, by the way, are you having trouble sleeping?
Yes, Mona, I am.
Because I'm seeing it in your cards that you're having trouble sleeping. And what's interesting here is that there may be a job offer coming to you by June. Are you already aware of that?
No, and I'm not working. So, yeah.
Do you want to be working?
Yeah, I would love to be working.
Okay. What's interesting here is this guy, the self-absorbed guy at this adult class, might actually be the guy that helps you find a job.
Oh.
So if you talk to him about business, in other words, do you know what he does?
He's a composer of music
for
famous people. Yeah.
Oh, the self-absorbed thing.
And he's into fitness and, yeah, totally.
Okay. Okay. Well, here's the thing is talk about I hate to ask so many questions. I don't normally do this.
No, it's fine.
Tell me the kind of class you're taking with him. You said it's adult education. What kind of class?
It's a spiritual class. The man's a psychologist. Like one day he talks about the chakras, another day he talks about prenatal, what the child learns in the womb, and then he had a fellow come in and do I don't know what they call it, like Tai Chi, and so it's varied subjects.
Oh, actually sounds interesting.
Yeah.
So Mr. Composer, he doesn't have a regular job. He actually literally gets money from being a songwriter?
Yes.
Oh, good for him. I mean, seriously,
yeah.
to be able to live your dream like that, that would be the approach I would take with him, is say, I find it so amazingly phenomenal that you have found a way to earn a living off the thing that you most love to do. Tell me how you did that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how you get this guy to talk to you. Because there's some inspiration, whether this is a romantic, right now it's not saying romantic, by the way, it's saying more of a friendship. By you tapping into how he did it, that's where this relationship is supposed to go.
Ah.
So he's supposed to help you kind of get on your path. And I would rather you look at him more as a teacher than look at him as a romantic interest.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much, Mona. Okay.
All right, see you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 256 area code.
Oh, let me take this.
Hello, 256. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly, what's your question?
It's actually about, I think I'm going to move soon because of some choices I'm going to make, and I'm just concerned about how a move or how my job change is going to affect my son and how to help him.
Well, when is your son's birthday, by the way?
He is a Libra, October 16th.
Okay.
1997.
The biggest thing about young Libras is they don't like to be alone. All right? So
okay.
The way to facilitate this to be a good move is to make sure that you are arranging some sort of social interaction as soon as you guys move there for him.
Okay.
Whether it's a kids sports team, whether it's how old is he, by the way?
16, and he's the only child right now.
Okay, because I would say that the biggest issue your son deals with is loneliness.
Yes, I agree.
So what I want you to do is present to him the idea that this is a way of reinventing himself. This is a way he gets to be the person that he's always wanted to be, without anybody thinking that he's a certain way. that this is a brand new beginning, and according to this, best thing that can happen for him. Because according to what I'm seeing in the cards, he hasn't quite really decided what he wants to be when he grows up.
Right.
And so for you to put him in a brand new environment, especially if the school system happens to be better than where you are now,
mm-hmm.
he will find that for him to be sort of, he gets to be socially connected if he wants to be by moving. So
okay.
I think on a intuitive level, you know that the move would be best for him in the long run.
Okay.
Okay. Now, my sense about your son, and you might want to say this to him, and you'll say it something like this. You know, honey, one of the things that I admire about you is that you have a really strong sense of right and wrong.
Okay.
And then he'll go, well yeah. Just, and then say, have you ever thought about being an attorney or a lawyer?
Oh, wow, Mona. I've already told him that. Oh, wow. Wow.
Because I actually think that his long-range goals would be to become a judge.
He already said that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay, so what you say is that the thing is that he's got very good intuition already when it comes to good people and bad people. So, you know, God help anyone that was a criminal that showed up in front of him in court. because he'd know it. He'd feel it. And he would come up with some very interesting ways to deal with these young hoodlums, as it were.
Okay.
So, all right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Let me see. By the way, you guys, if you ever, I don't know if you've downloaded my app yet, but by a little commercial at the beginning of the program, I wrote a book about 10 years ago, and the title of the book is Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. So it's kind of a long title. But my fabulous husband said, you know, honey, your book would make a great app. So we ended up creating it as an app, which launched for both iPhone and, Android in January of 2014. So it's called Dice Wisdom. So if you go to dicewisdom.com, if you ever need, like, questions on the go, if you really want to just see how you should best handle a situation, it's you just tap the little dice on your phone, and it gives you the answer. So it's very cool. And it's a whopping $3.99. So there you go. All right, I'm going to go to area code 847. Hello, 847. Who's this?
Hi, this is my name is Regina.
Hi, Regina. You've called before. What's your question?
Yes, I have a question. I wonder if you were my love life leading it.
Okay, that's a full reading. So tell me a specific question.
Like when and where in the description of a guy will I meet?
You know, one of the things that I want to chat with you about before I actually answer your question is that it seems like you're putting your life on hold till you meet the guy. That it seems like every time you call, it's about the guy, meeting the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like your life is going to change as soon as you meet the guy. And what I'm telling you is your life's supposed to change, and then you meet the guy. That's how your cards keep coming up in my reading, is that there is a guy on the horizon, but you need to change your perspective on how you live your life. In other words, you can't look at the guy like he's going to support you. You can't look at the guy as though your life changes as soon as you meet him. The guy comes after you've changed your life for yourself. So what I'm seeing in your cards here is that this is not about you waiting till the guy comes into your life. It actually is about you deciding that you're going to find a life that's content, fun, interesting, creative, and fabulous for you, and then you meet the guy. Because, you know, when you called me before, we talk about the guy, and when is the guy coming into your life? And I want to make the message very clear that what your cards are now saying to me for sure, is that you need to change your life for what you want it to be first, and then you meet the guy.
Okay, well, what kind of life I should change? What should I do about
it? what it's saying here is that you are, your cards are all lining up that you want a guy to support you, you want a guy to do this for you, you want a guy to, so in other words, you're creating your life around, centered around this imaginary guy that's going to take care of you. And so the new vision that I'm seeing for you, the cards that are coming up for you, is that you need to, out of your own level of discomfort, create that life for yourself, supporting yourself, being that creative person first, and creating the life that you want first, whether there's a guy in it or not.
Well,
so
I am supporting myself. I'm going to work. I'm paying the bills. I do everything what I can. I have my daughter, and everything is fine. I just would like to, you know, to find somebody to socialize, to have, you
okay,
know, go out with, not
my,
to get married, not to settle down. Mm-hmm.
My recommendation would be for you to find something fun to do that includes men.
Mm-hmm.
Because according to what I'm seeing in your cards is that you need to show out there to the world that you're happy whether there's a guy in your life or not. And
mm-hmm.
that as soon as you can do that, then you'll attract the guy. So,
okay, but
so
I just,
the thing is...
I just want to know, will I be alone all my life or where will I
no,
be at?
No, but it's saying that you're going through a little bit of a eye-opening awareness that first you have to be happy. In other words, you have to be happy and content with how things are now and put yourself in the path of men that see that you're happy and content where you are now and that you're looking for a companion in your life, someone that can share your life journey with you. And
well, I've been alone. Yeah, but I've been alone almost like 5-6 years. That's what I'm trying
okay.
to tell you. I've been alone 5-6 years.
Yeah.
I mean,
And according to what I'm seeing in the cards is that there is something about the vibration that you're sending out there that the guys that you are meeting, it seems as though they're turned off pretty quickly because they pick up a vibe about you that you want to hang all the responsibilities of your life on them. And I want to tell you that the guy that you're going to attract according to your cards right now is a guy that's not... He's not a guy that's got all the money in the world and can support you in a lifestyle to which you can have daily massages. This is not the guy you're going to attract. Right now, the guys that you're attracting are guys that are just like you. They're paying their bills. They're doing everything they need to do to survive, and they're looking for a companion. And according to what I'm seeing in the cards for you is that this is saying that's not good enough for you. So I'm just letting you know that it's saying that you need to be a happy person with what you have going on in your life right now to attract a happy man that you can actually share your life with. So that's what your cards
mm-hmm.
are saying. And I'm sorry, I have to go because I've already spent more time than I normally do with a question. So think
okay,
about
thank
that.
You.
All right,
mm-hmm.
bye-bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 207 area code.
Hi there.
Hello,
how are
207.
You?
I'm fine.
Hi,
who's
how
there?
Are you? This is Melina.
Okay. Oh, hi. And what's your question?
Hi. I'm from Maine. Well, my question is, I'm in the process of starting my own business. I found a location
Yay.
Last week. Yeah.
Yay.
And well, I found a location last week. This is the first location that I felt was right. But the man that is renting this building is asking for a high rent. He has two other people, he said, that are looking at it. He basically said the higher bidder will get the building. Do you have any guidance on this location for
All right.
me?
I got to tell you a story because here's the thing. No matter where you do your business, it's going to be a success. So let me start with that. It does
okay.
not have to be that business, that building, okay? It doesn't have to be that. And I need you to go in with that perspective. All right? So what
mm-hmm.
you do is you go to the guy and you say, this is what I can afford to pay. And if
mm-hmm.
you have a higher bidder and you need to go with them, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Do not play
right.
that game. Don't play
right.
The
right.
dicking around with the money thing. Just say, you know, you're right, this might not be a good fit for me. This is what I can afford to pay. And, you know, this is really the understanding I had that was going to be the cost. So this is what I can afford to pay. And if it works out, great. If you have a higher bidder that wants to pay you more, more power to you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the attitude you need to have. And the reason why I say that is that you have the strongest spiritual card that you can get in my entire deck. And I use the Osho Zen Tarot deck, all right? It's a fabulous and beautiful deck. You can get it on Amazon.com for like $25. It is the most beautiful deck I have ever used, and I've used it now exclusively for about 13 years.
Okay.
You have this extra card, and what it says here is that you are the wise being that knows the right thing to do here. And the right thing to do is not dick around with this guy's bartering. You know what's right for you, okay?
Well, I was thinking also that I'm going to continue looking for another building as well. I wasn't going to let this stop me in my tracks. I don't have time for that.
Right, and the thing is what's funny about it is that he's counting on you only having this as a resource. And, you know, I just got out of a very similar situation where I thought I was going to move forward with something that was going to be amazing. And then contract negotiations broke down. And it got to the point where it wasn't about me doing this one thing for them. They wanted to then pretty much jump on everything I had done up to this point. And I said, no. I said, no. And the thing is, you know, I'm at an age right now. If I was 22, I'd be, okay, yeah, sure, no problem. But I'm not.
I'm not
you
either.
Get to a certain,
I'm 52.
Right. You get to a certain point where you start looking at it going, wait a minute. You know,
right.
Hold it right there. And you need to look at the fact that what's so funny is as soon as I said no, a week later something else came down the road to me. That would be way better for me. And if I had agreed to do this other thing, I couldn't do this new thing. So,
yeah.
So look for the new offer.
Yeah.
And I have one more tip to share with you.
I want
you to go to other business owners that are in the area that you want to be in and ask them how they did it, how they got their business at that location. Just ask them. You know, you may get a little nugget of information you're not expecting.
I might get a little bit of information that I'm not expecting. Is that what you said?
No. You may get a nugget of information that you're not expecting.
Okay.
So in other words, you're about to be presented with something you don't know that's going to be a gift.
Oh.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my friend, gotta go.
Thanks.
Colin.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Do you have an amazing idea for an app for iPhone or Android? Do you want to create the most professional showcase of your idea? Contact professionals at Raster Media and explore how they can help you make your dream a reality. They made Dice Wisdom an inspirational app for Mystic Mona. Raster Media is locally owned and operated in Las Vegas for over a decade. Find out why notable organizations are loyal customers of this creative team. Go to www.rastermedia.com or call 702-943-1832 and watch your dream become a reality. That's rastermedia.com.
Okay, I'm going to go to area code 856. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, it's Laura.
Hi, Laura. What's your question?
Okay, so what do you see coming up for me after this contract ends in June with career?
All right. Well, it says you're worried and it says you're worried about money, but it's also saying here that there's a incredibly intelligent man that's about to hire you in a new position. So is there an incredibly intelligent man around you that you work with right now?
No.
Okay.
Not that
you're
I'm
so
aware
funny.
Of.
Okay. Then what I'd like you to do is start researching people that you find to be innovative and incredibly bright, that are and a business that you'd like to work at. But there's a man in particular here that you guys would have a really incredible energy together for work. And June is when, and I do see the new job coming in June, so I don't see a huge break of employment at all here. I actually see that you're able to shift into something almost right away.
So, Mona, I've been applying. Let's see, I applied to a six-month contract in Philadelphia. And
uh-huh.
I've also put out resumes around different parts of North Carolina. So can you detect which one it would be?
It's where the smart guy is. That's what I keep getting. Well, here's the thing. Can you find out the name of the person that would actually be you'd be working for if those contracts came through?
I can once I get into the interview. I haven't landed the interview yet, but
okay. But you know,
all
right. Let me ask you a different way. Do you know what department you'd be working for at those companies?
Legal.
Or do
in Philadelphia.
Okay. So what I would recommend is that you send a letter to or an email to the legal department, somebody in the legal department at that company, and you say, I'm throwing my hat in the ring to be your on this project for 6 months in Philadelphia, and I just wanted to let you know these are my qualifications, and I would really enjoy working with your firm.
Okay.
So you do a little extra proactive. And the other thing you may want to do is since you specialize in legal?
No, not actually where I'm at right now. I happen to be working in the legal department, so I guess combined with the other skills that they're looking for from me, I guess that tips the balance. So
okay, because you'd be a great project manager. So any place where there is like a project that needs to have a lot of details coordinated, you'd be good at. And it may be that you just decide to start applying for maybe even engineering firms to be a project manager or project coordinator and actually get yourself a real job that's not temporary. But
well,
I see you working
for a project coordinator position in North Carolina. And that,
okay.
I was really interested in that.
Well, it's also saying here that the more brilliant the guy that you go after, the quicker the job happens. So that's the biggest clue I can give you, because that's what it keeps screaming at me in your cards to tell you that, which is why I've like said it like four times.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry, sweetie. I got to go.
Thanks.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to go here to a Las Vegas call. All right. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Shelley.
Oh, hey, Shelley. What's your question for me?
Hi. My question would be I'm facing a pretty difficult decision right now, relationship-wise. I
mm-hmm.
met this guy in January whom I had a very instant and strong connection with, and I'm still pretty hung up on it.
Right.
But on the other hand, my friend, whom I've known for over 10 years, just told me last week that he has a strong feeling for me and he wants to be together. And this came as a total shock to me, so I was hoping to get some insights from you.
Okay, tell me the birthdays of the two men.
Okay, the first man, he's born in May, so
mm-hmm.
he's a Taurus.
Okay, and the other one?
The second one, he's a Pisces.
I'm leaning toward the Taurus as opposed to the Pisces.
Okay.
And the reason for that is I'm not sure that there's been a lot of, I don't know that there's a whole lot of attraction physically from you toward Mr. Pisces.
Yeah. Yeah, because we've been friends for over a decade, and yeah, it's just
okay.
Weird.
Well, okay, here's the thing you need to know about Pisces men, is that they have a very, very long fuse for romance. They're not usually overly spontaneous when it comes to relationships, that they need to really get to know somebody before they actually commit themselves. And out of all the zodiac signs out there, Pisces are the least likely to marry.
Okay.
And the fact that he did that, that's huge for him to actually say that to you. So on his part, that's huge. But I don't want you to base a relationship out of the fact that you feel guilty about the fact he loves you this much. And that, you know, that's not how a relationship's formed. Now, out of the two guys, I have to say, between the two, Mr. Taurus is the one that I would like to see you cultivate. But I also would like to cultivate Mr. Taurus with a little less sex and a little bit more getting to know.
Okay. But
so
if he feels the same way, or?
Well, I also have another little thing to tell you about Mr. Taurus. Mr. Taurus does not look like he's a one-woman man.
Okay.
At least not right now. So for you, if you want Mr. Taurus, by the way, I see another guy coming besides the two guys you talked about. This guy happens to also be, he's likely to be an earth sign. So that's going to be a Virgo, Taurus, or Capricorn. But what's interesting here is that this is a man that he's very serious about his work. So there's a guy you meet that's very serious about his work. So if that's your Mr. Taurus, would you say he's very serious about what he does for a living?
Yeah, he is.
Okay, then he's worth cultivating, but you have to realize that the way to get his attention is to talk about his career, to talk about money, to talk about what his plans are for the future. That's how you get his interest.
Okay.
But you don't talk about where's this relationship going. And as a matter of fact, you know, when you get together with him, I really want it to be more fun about things you do together than you know, than it just being sex.
Oh, definitely.
So the next time you guys are getting together, say, you know, hey, you know, I'd really like to go see this movie or whatever it is. And go to the movies together, and then that night don't have sex with them.
Okay.
You see what I mean? You guys have already kind of crossed that bridge. But what I'm getting here is that it needs to be a little bit less about sex and a little bit more about getting to know each other.
The thing is, he lives in another state, so this like would take a lot of initiation on my part, and I'm not sure if it's worth it.
Okay, then it may be a different Taurus, Capricorn, or Virgo I'm seeing here.
Okay.
It may be a different one. Because like what I'm getting with your current Mr. Taurus is he's not a one-woman man right now. There are other women he's dating.
I see. Okay.
And if that's...
Yeah, it makes sense. He's very attractive.
Well, if that's a deal-breaker for you, then you need to realize that this might just be a friends with benefits kind of a relationship right now, and that you need to put a different guy in your crosshairs.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you for
See you
taking
later.
My call.
Okay. Oh, you're welcome. Bye. All right. Let me go to area code 845. Hello, 845. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. How are you? It's Lucy.
I'm good. I'm sorry?
It's Lucy.
Oh, hey, Lucy. What's your question?
The question is, do you see me being promoted or having a business anytime soon?
Well, you know, you're supposed to have a business. Here's the thing. You have very good cards here, Lucy. You have cards here about how coincidence is working in your favor. So it says the people that you meet are going to be incredibly helpful to you. It's also saying that when people meet you, they like you right away. So if I were to suggest a business for you, I would actually suggest that maybe you get your real estate license, because it's saying that when people meet you, they like you almost right away, that there's something very lovely and engaging about you. But I do see a kind of a letting go of what you've done for work before. So it might actually be a letting go of your old job to take on a new job. But it's saying that the power of coincidence is working in your favor right now.
Because I'm applying for a new position in the same place where I worked for many years.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, I'm doing different kinds. I start giving guidance to people, to friends. I never open a website. I do support people, healings, and also guiding them in personal relationships.
What's interesting here is that though you may be doing that for friends, and the thing is, remember, when I give you a little reading, it's just a picture of this moment. It's saying that that's not how you're going to earn money, that it may be something that you're doing as spiritual work for people, but this is not talking about you earning money from it. It's actually saying that you find a way to earn money practically. So that's probably what, because none of these cards are talking about you earning money from doing like psychic readings or candle healing or crystal healing or anything like that. It's not talking about that. It's actually talking about that there is a new actual real position coming to you that actually has a paycheck.
Okay, then you see me working for somebody having a paycheck.
Well, no, I see you working independently, which is probably part of the reason why I suggested real estate to you, because if you're really good at getting along with people and people like you when they meet you, then that's a really wonderful way for you to help people make big purchases. So if you sold a home for $500,000 to somebody, and your commission after, because usually the real estate person's commission is roughly around 3%, that's a big chunk of money. That's $15,000. That would be yours.
Okay, but you don't see me in any state different than New York doing that kind of business?
Like I said, the power of coincidence is working for you right now. So what it's saying is that you may decide that that may be the thing you're doing, and there's a brand new beginning coming to you, and it's as big as you want to make it. So if you want to move, the cards are not working against you for that. So that's what they say. So I hope that's helpful.
Yes,
thanks,
it is.
Lucy.
Yes. Thank
okay,
you so
see
much.
You later. Okay,
bye-bye.
All right. I've got area code 609 here. Hello, 609. Who's this?
Hi, my name is
Okay, you're breaking up. What was your name?
I just got you off the speakerphone. That might be why. My name is Phyllis.
Oh, hey, Phyllis. What's your question?
I want to know where my, I guess you could say my torn-up relationship might be headed, if it's headed back or if I should focus on something else or someone else.
Well,
something or someone.
All right, there's a card here, Phyllis, that talks about falling madly in love. So there's this card of falling in love. Then there's this card of releasing burdens that shouldn't be yours. All right? So if you no longer have to fix him, then this has got potential. Okay? So if he's taking care of all his own dirty laundry, all right,
okay,
and now he's actually finally ready for a relationship, then
okay,
this has possibilities. It's
okay,
really important, though, that you don't rush into something, that you actually make it between, say, now and July, where you're reacquainting, but you're not rushing into anything.
Don't make it where I rush into anything.
Yeah, do not rush into anything.
Between now and July. Okay.
Right. Just be acquainted, have a good time, get together, hook up with friends, but don't make this an all in thing, because you're kind of a black and white kind of woman where you kind of want things to be super definite one way or another. And I'm actually asking you to treat him like a good friend right now, and less sex or no sex until July.
Okay.
Okay.
We don't see each other enough, but I don't know if I should say this on radio publicly, but I have been sending him pictures and things like that, so that's probably a bad idea.
Well,
because we used to be together.
Okay, if they're very suggestive pictures, I would say that's probably not a smart thing.
Okay.
I would instead you just send selfies of you smiling and, you know, having a good time and with your cat and that kind of stuff. But the suggestive pictures, those I'm always a little afraid for people when they do that, because things can be so public so easily.
Right.
You know, better
it's
that,
one
that,
thing when you're together, definitely. I know that, but
right, right.
I know, and I've been thinking about how dumb it might be because we're not completely. Well, we're not together, so.
Right. So you need. I would back off on that personally.
Okay.
You know, just because what your cards are saying is that there is potential for this around July. By July, you'll know. You'll have a total total understanding of. Is this the person you really want to be with? Now, it's not coming up evil here. He's not coming up as a bad person. It's just that I don't want you to be all in until you know where his heart is.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, everyone. All right. Okay.
You too. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 404 area code. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hey, Moha. It's Lolita. How are you?
Hi, Lolita. What's your question?
Can you tell me if you see a change for me at my job where I work at right now? Do you see me getting more money, or I don't know if you see anything for me?
There is. There's a reason to celebrate for you around the first week of May, and for some reason I'm getting the date May 3rd. Which is really weird because I don't get dates very often. May 3rd, so that's a Saturday. There,
okay.
So I don't know if there's a party going on that day that's connected with work. I don't know if there's, but what it's saying is that you have an opportunity for a brand new beginning here, and that there's something to celebrate connected with May. Now, the upside of the something to celebrate is that it is more money. It is a it actually makes you feel like you're committed and appreciated at a job. That's the upside of it. The bad side of it is that there's this part of you that really wants to be an independent entrepreneur in some way.
Yes.
That you really
want
to have your own business. So you're going to have to realize that that has to be put on hold for a little while for you to have this new thing.
You mean put off the business in order to have the new thing at work?
Yes. That
I kind
there's
of think
like
you
a,
were going to say that.
I have to tell you, there's a gal that I know that she was working at a job, and they decided that they were just politically not for her so much anymore, because you know how politics are at big companies. Well, she has a real estate license, and so they basically told her that she could not sell real estate part-time, even if it was away from work, because they said it was a conflict of interest. Though there are other people that work at the same job that have a real estate license, and they didn't target them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you that.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm telling you that because I know in your ultimate goal is to have your own business. It is for you to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I'm going this week I'm going to apply at the bank.
Okay. All right. My my advice would be for you to keep your entrepreneurship on the back burner until you learn what you need to learn at this new job.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
You said a new job or the existing job I have?
Well, the new position that you're going to be in. In other words, don't tell the people around you that you have this little side gig that you're planning to do as your ultimate career. In other words,
I think I know what you're picking up on, because I went and revisited the finance industry, and I just met with a young girl that I'm going to be transferring my finance license underneath her on Saturday, and we're waiting 10, 15 days to get the approval, and I still need to learn, and that actually is more lucrative than my it's still my own business, but it's not the business I was actually originally starting 3 years ago. So I think I understand what you're saying.
Very cool. All right, my friend.
I appreciate
you. We'll go kick butt and take names.
You got it. Thank you, Mona.
You're welcome. See you later.
All right, bye.
Okay, guys, I want to talk to us about something quickly here. It seems lately I've had a lot of people that have called me after they've been scammed by people calling themselves psychics, and they talk about things like they pick up bad energy, or that that the person might have a curse or anything like that. A good psychic is not going to tell you that and that you have bad energy. And if a psychic picks up on some things that you might need to do, they'll usually offer that as part of their reading. So if you end up having someone tell you after you've been to a reading that you need to pay them more money in order to remove a curse or take away bad energy or anything like that, I really want you to run the other direction. And actually, if you can look them square in the eye and say, I can't believe you get away with that, it's even better. But there have been there's been a whole slew of people who call themselves psychics in Vegas, and they probably are not licensed either. But they usually are the ones that are offering the $10 or $20 readings, and then you get in front of them, and they tell you things like you have bad energy, and that, you know, for $500 they'll pray for you, and they'll remove a curse, so they'll help you get your loved one back or whatever it is. It's all a scam, and so please don't buy into that, because all they're doing is taking your money, and they're preying on your vulnerability. And so just don't do it, all right? And I got to tell you that it's all a scam. If someone tells you that they need more money at the end of a reading, they're scamming you. So I just want to tell you that. All right, guys, I will talk with you all next Sunday.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona is famous in Las Vegas as Mystic Mona. Since 2002, she holds the Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas. Mona is the author of the book Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss, and her services have been engaged at the finest Las Vegas casino resorts. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Personal sessions are also available by appointment. Each week...
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, psychic view, because the present moment is the gift.